This is the Wikipedia page for Qbert, part one of two. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Vernado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe and to introduce you to Warren Davis.
That's right. Warren Davis is here. Warren Davis is one of the creators of Qbert. And I'm so happy to have you here.
Hello. Is this where I say hello? Hello.
Yes, please.
I am thrilled to be here.
I'm thrilled that you're here. I can't wait to get into this. So why wait? Qbert. Qbert and Qbert's Cube redirect here. For the disc jockey, see DJ Qbert. Qbert, also known as Qbert, is an arcade game developed and published for the North American market by Gottlieb in 1982. It is a 2D action game with puzzle elements that uses isometric graphics to create a pseudo 3D effect. The objective of each level in the game is to change every cube in a pyramid to a target color by making Qbert, the on-screen character, hop on top of the cube while avoiding obstacles and enemies. Players use a joystick to control the character.
The game was conceived by Warren Davis and Jeff Lee. Lee designed the title character and original concept, which was further developed and implemented by Davis. Qbert was developed under the project name Cubes.
Oh yeah? When did you guys ditch the name Cubes?
It was an unofficial name. It was never officially named anything. While it was being developed, I called it Qbert when I started it for lack of any other name. but again, talking about Wikipedia, the problems with Wikipedia frequently are not that something it says is blatantly false. It's that the way it's presented gives you a false impression of the fact. So there's a fact somewhere in there. Like, for example, I did call it, it was developed under the project name Qbert. That is correct. But like it implies in a way that was an official name. And it wasn't. It's just what I called it myself. Because nobody called it anything while I was developing it. It was just some game I was developing.
This is the first time ever on WikiListen, you are the citation that was needed. The actual citation.
This brings up a whole other very interesting point. I don't know if you've ever clicked on the talk tab at the top of the article. Mm-hmm.
I definitely have, yes.
It gets real dramatic in there.
If you have read the talk tab for Qbert, you will see a conversation between me and the people who run Wikipedia, apparently. And the interesting thing is that I personally would not be a verifiable citation for anything.
But this interview itself could be a verifiable citation, actually. So in a way, superseded that system.
Right. And if you go into the talk tab and read it, I don't know if you want to make that part of this, but there's a whole conversation because I actually tried to correct this page years ago. and every time, like a week later, I'd look at it and it would be reverted back.
I mean, I didn't know you had such an axe to grind with Wikipedia. We didn't know what we were walking into.
I do have to comment on one very specific thing that you just read.
Okay.
It says, the game was conceived by Warren Davis and Jeff Lee. Lee designed the title character and original concept, which was further implemented by Davis. That's just false. That's literally 100% false. Jeff Lee did design the title character. No question about that. But Jeff did not have an original concept for Qbert because there was no original concept for Qbert. Qbert began as a programming exercise where I saw a screen filled with cubes and imagined that if they were carved into a pyramid and a ball fell, it would have one of two ways to bounce. And I took it upon myself to create a programming exercise of a ball bouncing down a pyramid of cubes, because then I would learn how to program randomness and gravity. There literally was no game design. I programmed that, and that was the beginning of Qbert, because people looked at that and said, oh, that's cool. You should do something with that. So I continued to develop it. So the statement here that Jeff Lee, and I love Jeff, don't get me wrong, you know, one of my dear friends, but the concept here, the idea that Jeff came up with the original concept is, it's just a false statement. It's just not true. Qbert was well received in arcades and among critics. The game was Gottlieb's most successful video game and is among the most recognized brands from the golden age of arcade games. It has been ported to numerous platforms. The game's success resulted in sequels to the character's likeness and merchandising, such as appearances on lunchboxes, toys, and an animated television show. The Qbert character became known for his swearing and quotes unquotes Qbertese sound, an incoherent phrase made of synthesized speech generated by the sound chip and a speech balloon of nonsensical characters that appear when he collides with an enemy.
Because the game was developed during the period when Columbia Pictures owned Gottlieb, the intellectual rights to Qbert remained with Columbia even after they divested themselves of Gottlieb's assets in 1984. Therefore, the rights have been owned by Sony Pictures Entertainment since its parent, Sony, acquired Columbia in 1989. Qbert appeared in Disney's Wreck-It Ralph franchise under license from Sony, and later appeared in the film Pixels.
All very true. I don't mean to harp on Wikipedia. Actually, you know, the number of falsehoods in the article is fairly small. You know, it gets a lot of it right. I don't want to imply that they've done a terrible job here.
I don't know that any piece of written text about anything is 100% correct. So I don't think it's a problem.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think that it would be a problem that you would point that out, because I'm sure they understand that everything can't be correct. I'm sure you're not the only person who's read Wikipedia and thought this isn't accurate to what I have experienced.
Well, I feel part of the purpose I always felt of Wikipedia is that it should be correctable. Incorrect information should be correctable to the point where it, you know, there isn't any incorrect information in Wikipedia.
Absolutely, I agree with you. However, I do understand that they want verifiable sources, because you want to go to whatever, because if you're the source and you just change it, then they can't really put you out as a verifiable source unless the world has your number. Wait, where were we? Oh,
we're at gameplay. Gameplay. Qbert is an action game with puzzle elements played from an axonometric third-person perspective to convey a three-dimensional look.
Oh, by the way, Warren, you can watch us. We often struggle through words that we've never seen before. Hey, so get ready. Time.
Axonometric is not in my daily vocabulary, trust me. So I'm totally with you on that.
The game is played using a single diagonally mounted four-way joystick. The player controls Qbert, who starts each game at the top of a pyramid made of 28 cubes and moves by hopping diagonally from cube to cube. Landing on a cube causes it to change color, and changing every cube to the target color allows the player to progress to the next stage.
At the beginning, jumping on every cube once is enough to advance. In later stages, each cube must be hit twice to reach the target color. Other times, cubes change color every time Qbert lands on them, instead of remaining on the target color once they reach it. Both elements are then combined in subsequent stages. Jumping off the pyramid results in the character's death.
Wiki listeners, you can play some Qbert and listen to this quick break to help support us.
Thank you for listening to that message, Wiki listeners. And if you didn't listen to that message, well, Qbertese to you. The player is impeded by several enemies introduced gradually to the game. Coily. Coily first appears as a purple egg that bounces to the bottom of the pyramid and then transforms into a snake that chases after Qbert. He is often considered the main antagonist and Qbert's arch nemesis.
Ugg and Wrongway. Two purple creatures that hop along the sides of the cubes in an escherisk manner Starting at either the bottom left or bottom right corner, they keep moving toward the top right or top left side of the pyramid, respectively, and fall off the pyramid when they reach the end.
Slick and Sam, two green creatures that descend down the pyramid and revert cubes whose color has already been changed.
A collision with purple enemies is fatal to the character, whereas the green enemies are removed from the board upon contact. Colored balls occasionally appear at the second row of cubes and bounce downward. Contact with the red ball is lethal to Cubert, while contact with the green one immobilizes the on-screen enemies for a limited time. Multicolored floating discs on either side of the pyramid serve as an escape from danger, particularly Coily when Cubert jumps on a disc. It transports him to the top of the pyramid. If Coily is in close pursuit of the character, he will jump after Cubert and fall to his death, awarding bonus points. This causes all enemies and balls on the screen to disappear, though they start to return after a few seconds.
Points are awarded for each color change. 25, defeating Coily with a flying disc, 500, remaining discs at the end of a stage at higher stages, 50 or 100, and catching green balls, 100, or Slick and Sam, 300 each. Bonus points are also awarded for completing a screen, starting at 1,000 for the first screen of level 1, and increasing by 250 for each subsequent completion, up to 5,000 after level 4. Extra lives are granted for reaching certain scores, which are set by the machine operator.
It does say that the operators can set the level at which you get extra lives. I do believe in the operator menu, you can also change settings for easy, medium, and hard, which affects things like the speed of the game and maybe some other things. So there's a number of things the operator can tweak.
Pretty nice.
Amazing.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Cubert, part 1 of 2.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your Cubert joystick.
Yes, if you've got a Cubert joystick, by all means. If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, please let us know. We'll read it.